closely mic'd blades of grass, YouTube videos of British soldiers in Iraq, a cat purring. These are among the raw materials for artists operating in Ireland's sometimes overlooked experimental music scene, many of whom gathered over the weekend at Open Ear Festival on Sherkin Island. Now in its fourth year, and with the addition of sound artist Vicky Langan as a programmer, the festival showcased its biggest lineup to date, including site-specific work from Áine O'Dwyer, a live performance from sound ecologist Michael Prime, and the launch of All the Many Peoples, a new album from perhaps Ireland's leading composer, Jennifer Walsh. Culture Files Rachel Andrews took ship to Sherkin in search of an adventure in sound.
My name is Vicky Langan. I'm one of the three programmers for Open Ear. My background is in, I suppose, experimental music, noise music, weirdo music. Open Ear's invitation to bring me on board as a programmer, I guess, was based on my history as an experimental music maker or sound artist myself. And, you know, I used to program an awful lot of experimental concerts in Cork. But then a lot of the work on, you know, across this whole bill, everybody, whether they're producers or folk singers or, you know, all the other types of players who are on this island this weekend, essentially everybody here is doing something experimental.
My name's Jennifer Walsh.
What more wonderful a place than Sherkin Island to do something like this?
Yeah, it's a nice place to launch.
The album has its roots back in sort of the early years of this decade, sort of watching the internet crack open, and as sort of Web 2.0 and social media began to have more and more of a presence, and sort of seeing two things. One, this huge new deluge of language, having access to all this, seeing people make jokes in new ways, people misspell things, people ask Google very bizarre questions that Google autocomplete then tells you about.
Not at all weird on the Sunday. The robot on its feet by the tampons, and the rainbow on its head by the Xbox, and the celebrity dog.
I found, you know, text on the internet where people were saying, you know, Google queries about spells to make you a mermaid, spells to make you a mermaid which actually work, you know. And you think that's just amazing, in that I'm not just finding text, I'm finding this intimate relationship that people have had with Google, enough that enough people have typed they really need a spell to make them a mermaid, you know, that it's remembering that. So I think that's what's very interesting about the web, is that it's showing us found text that's not just a diary entry, but that's really at times some of our most private, you know, queries about our lives. A lot of people, if they're worried about their health, the first place they're going to go is Dr. Google, you know, and say, you know, does the scratch on my hand mean I'll die? That's what I think is fascinating about the web. It's for good or for bad, you know, we're seeing these details of human behavior in a way we haven't seen them before.
And on the Sunday week, the robot on its face by the unicorn, and the rainbow on its side by the tampons, and the celebrity dog on its feet by the Xbox, and the AK-47 on its head by the massage table.
This is Natalia Bayliss.
You are playing here at the Open Ear Festival with Woven Skull.
Yeah, this is our first time down here. First time down here for any of us. It's lovely, first time in Sherkin, so beautiful. There's three of us that are the core of the band, and we've played with a lot of different people over the years, so we always have different musicians coming in with us, but it's always the three of us. Myself and the drummer live in the countryside, so we're quite inspired by the sounds of... We live in Leitrim, so we're quite inspired by the sounds of Leitrim. And then Angus lives in Dublin, guitar player, so he's quite immersed in city sounds. So I think that's nice. It kind of brings a good dynamic where you're kind of getting those nice country sounds and that real gentleness mixed with like that harsh kind of gritty city sound. But we're all very open to experimenting with throwing everything in and just kind of pick up whatever's around or record whatever's going on. And the cat purrs, that's Chairman Meow, our cat. So that's our recording I have of him purring, yeah.
Oh, that's a 1 hour recording.
The poor thing. I feel like I exploit the animals. I'm always like, purr for me.
festival like this, being on an island, so small and with such generous residents who are so supportive of the festival and really like work with us throughout the year to make sure that it can continue to happen. It would be crazy to try to grow it, you know, any more. That it's the right size. You know, it's enough just to have one nice big tent that everybody can have this experience together in. It's pretty perfect.
Vicky Langan there on Sherkin Island talking to Culture Files' Rachel Andrews at last weekend's Open Ear Festival.